Calling, how may I help you?
May I speak with Samantha, please?
I'm sorry, can you come again?
May I speak with Samantha?
Sure, may I have your name, please?
Laura Weltstra.
All right, just allow me a minute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much for waiting on the line. Is this Laura?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Thank you so much for calling back.
Yes, thank you. So,
okay, so what is going on? I believe you just signed up with us and you have put in a request for a refund. May I understand what concerns you're facing?
It's a personal situation in terms of finances.
Okay. All right. Now, Laura, I would like you to actually understand the terms and conditions as well before you decide to initiate with this option. First of all, when you're providing a personal reason, according to the terms and condition, that goes on a change of mind clause. And when it goes on a change of mind clause, you get a partial refund, which wouldn't exactly be fair to you at this point of time because I see that we haven't really initiated any amount of work. But it's not up to me personally to actually finalize or decide on that. You understand how it works. There are separate departments as well. I'm from the compliance department, and that's the reason why I wanted to have a word with you personally first before forwarding your case further to the finance team. Now, when it comes to making the final decision, I can go ahead and forward this request right now, okay? I don't have an issue. But when it comes to the final decision from the finance and the legal team, they are going to deduct some amount. So I just wanted to give you a heads up or a disclaimer so that you understand where you're standing right now at.
Okay, so what is the amount?
Okay, well, that they will provide after I forward the case to them. So I just wanted to have this little chat with you.
Well, you know what? No, I'll just do it through my credit card and issue a fraud alert. So it should be fine. Yeah,
Laura,
if that's what's happening. They've already been made aware.
Okay. Understand that going through your credit card company, that is the involvement of a third party. It's just going to prolong the entire case. Of course, you're going to get
You know what? It's probably going to, because you aren't telling me how much it's going to be. So I don't feel very comfortable with this conversation.
No. The reason why I'm saying that at this point of time, I don't know about it. I'm not saying that I'm not going to tell you how much it's going to be. I'm saying that give me some time. Let me go ahead and forward this case to the finance department. I just wanted to give you a heads up that they will be deducting some sort of amount before initiating the refund. See, dispute is an option when a company refuses to provide you a refund. And it gets too much prolonged if we go through that route because once you dispute the amount, the funds will temporarily be transferred to you. However, they're going to ask us for a case study as well. So we'll have to provide them the entire
I would rather make sure I'm not being taken advantage of. Okay, so you let me know how much it is, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that we are refusing to refund you or anything like that, so we do not have to go the other way around. All I'm saying is that let me have a discussion with them, forward the case, and see what they say in terms of providing you the refund. By the way, Laura, what kind of, are there any concerns? Are you concerned about something? What exactly is the reason for this pull-off?
Well, there's a few concerns, but mostly it's, there's a few concerns, but my husband's also not very happy, and so I'm not going to go there.
Okay, your husband is not very happy due to any personal reason, or is it because you placed the order with us specifically?
It's because I placed the order at all.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that is a different scenario. I'm just trying to find out the bottom of it or the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are any concerns related to the company or anything like that, if you're confused about anything, about the procedure or the team that will be working on your project, then I could have assisted you better in terms of explaining the entire process or the situation to you. Anyhow, if that's not the case, I believe I'm not going to waste a lot of your time. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you giving me this time. Let me go ahead and have a discussion, and I shall get back to you today itself, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you so much, Laura, one more time, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Can I call
I
you directly, or should I drop you a message?
Yes, you can call. No, you can either one. It's fine. So.
Okay. Perfect. So most likely, Laura, you can expect a call from my end after 4 PST, if that works for you.
Which time zone?
Pacific Standard Time Zone, PST.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you once again. Bye. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.